plan unveiled today to enhance the voices of Indigenous Australians has already been met with criticism. The project, led by prominent Indigenous Australians Marsha Langton and Tom Carmer, will work to improve local and regional decision-making. However, Indigenous leaders still want the voice enshrined in the Constitution, and Scott Morrison has made it clear that this will not be happening. So, is it a step in the right direction, or is it just another way to ignore what Indigenous people have been fighting for? The Wire's Annabelle McKinnon reports.
In 2017, prominent Indigenous Australians from all over the country came together with one common goal, to have their voices enshrined in the Constitution. Activist for the Uluru Statement, Thomas Mayer, says it's the only national consensus position that would protect them from a political and ideological cycle. Today's announcement by Ken Wyatt did not exactly thrill Thomas, who believes this project is merely an act of symbolism for the Liberal Party.
What's been introduced today is a departure from what the Uluru Statement from the Heart has called for. This language that the government is using, the voice to government, is really a minimalist approach to that. And basically, it's ignoring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices.
I guess you'd say it's a bit of a cop-out from the government?
Oh, it's absolutely a cop-out. I mean, the hard work has been done, and now they're going to go through a process fishing for a different answer. If they were serious about Indigenous self-determination, if they were serious about listening to Indigenous voices, they would accept the Uluru Statement in full and take a voice to Parliament to a referendum.
Do you think anything will be achieved from this co-design process?
Oh, look, I think people will importantly have a say about the model. But the problem with the process is that from this government's record and from the history of our struggle, whatever we say in this process will be ignored.
And what difference does it make having this plan for government rather than Parliament?
There's really no difference. Either way, if a voice is not constitutionally enshrined, then whatever we set up and whatever we call it will one day be destroyed by a hostile government. We've seen it with all of our previous representative bodies.
Do you think the government will listen to Indigenous people if they find something new, or do you think they'll just continue to ignore it, even if they do find something new through this co-design process?
There's nothing new, really. A national consensus position said that we want a voice enshrined in the Constitution so that it is protected from the hostile government. And there is no finding anything new. The line was drawn in the red sand at Uluru. I mean, people need to understand that we have been having these discussions, this process has been going on for around 10 years now. And it's just time for the government to listen and do what we have called for, especially seeing as a voice to Parliament is not a departure from the way our democracy works. It addresses an inequality because a lot of Australians don't know there's actually a race power in the Constitution that where governments can make special laws about us without us participating in their decision-making.
What do you think the government are aiming for here?
The government is dead set aiming for symbolism. But Indigenous people countrywide have said that we're not interested in a symbolic constitutional reform or recognition. What we want is a substantive recognition, and it's the voice or nothing. You know, that's what our position is right now. And I implore the Australian people to stand with us, stand for the Uluru Statement, hold this government to account. And if you really believe that we must change these awful statistics that we should all be ashamed of, most incarcerated people on the planet, you know, the incredibly high suicide rates for our youth, the 10-year life expectancy gap, if we want to change those things, then we must genuinely listen to Indigenous people and implement the Uluru Statement.
Do you think Indigenous Minister Ken Wyatt has something to answer for here?
Yeah, he does. You know, I think, some people say they feel sorry for him because he's, you know, in party politics and he can't really make the decision in this case. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he is the Minister for Indigenous Affairs. He's used some divisive rhetoric. He has an important role and he should stand up to the government as well. And it's important for the Australian people to get behind this movement so that he can do that more vigorously as well.
Are you still hopeful for change under the Morrison government?
Yes, I'm hopeful because I believe in the Australian people and I believe that if the people get behind this, we'll make them so uncomfortable that they must move. And right now they're just too comfortable in the status quo.